Hey, and welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. Today is going to be a little bit different. I am actually recording this episode in audio, but also in a video format. You will be able to watch this episode on my YouTube channel as well, which I'm going to link up in the show notes. This is going to be part one in a little series that I'm preparing for you here on the podcast that will walk you through the basic knitting foundation so that you can actually get your knitting journey started and well on your way to your new creative outlet for your up-leveled self-care. So let's get started. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I'm sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. All right, welcome back to the show. And today we are going to learn how to cast on. If you are super new to knitting, this is your very first step in order to actually get a project on your needles. So again, if you're listening to the podcast in your favorite podcast app, just make sure that you go and watch the video as well. If you are not completely new to knitting, this might actually be helpful for you just by listening to it. So let's get started. You are going to need your yarn, and you're also going to need a needle that corresponds to the size of the yarn. So be sure that you check the label of the yarn. I actually don't have the one here that I'm using. This is a cotton yarn. As you can see, it's already, you know, a little bit used. I used it for something. I don't even remember what it was, but I ended up not having to use it. So it's just a little leftover that I have, and I'm going to use this to show you how to cast on. Casting on can be done in many different ways. I personally only know two ways to cast on, but there's many more, and you can find, you know, various different styles on YouTube and in books, etc. But the most common one and the simplest one I find is called the long tail cast on. So what you're going to need is you're going to start with your yarn at the beginning of your skein, and you're just going to use the tail and measure from there on out how many stitches you're going to have to cast on. So you're going to refer back to your pattern and check how many stitches you are going to have to cast on for the project that you're looking for. So let's say we're casting on, just for simplicity, we're going to cast on 20 stitches. Okay. Now, my trick right here is to grab your needle and then wrap the tail of the yarn around your needle 10 times. I'm doing that right now, so let me count. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you literally just now, for those of you who are listening, you just wrapped your tail end of your yarn around your needle 10 times. You let go of it, but you're holding on to the part where it ended, right? So now you have like a certain amount of yarn that you're holding, but you're going to need twice the amount because you're casting on 20 stitches today. So in however many you have to cast on, you just continue to measure out from the tail that you just measured 10 from. So if you have 50, obviously you're going to measure 50. I usually go one more just to have enough. So I get 3 here. And then we know where to start. Okay. Now, step number 2, you're going to move the tail that you just created. So this long tail, it's where the name comes from, you're just going to move that upwards away from your body and away from your hands, okay? So now give yourself a little more slack here from your yarn ball. And then we are going to start. So you're going to grab the needle into your right hand and the yarn is in your left hand with the tail end away from your hands. Now you're going to hold your hands like this. This is going to be interesting to describe for those of you who are listening. You are going to spread your index finger and your thumb a little apart, and the yarn is laying across, kind of like it's forming a triangle, really. So you grab from underneath the yarn, let that lay across, and then the bottom part where the yarn is basically hanging off of your index finger and your thumb, you're going to grab them with the rest of your hand. Okay, so now you have the yarn spread across your index finger and your thumb. You have your needle in your right hand and you're holding tight on the yarn at the bottom where your hand is closing. And I hope this makes sense. Again, go refer to the video. This is going to be a super short episode, so you'll be able to listen and watch. Okay, so your next step is now grab your needle. You still have that in your right hand and you are going to place it underneath the yarn that is across your index finger and your thumb. So in your left hand, you have your yarn and it's kind of tight. So you can grab it from underneath so that it's basically wrapped around your needle, but only halfway. It's not twisted around or anything. It just goes underneath and then you pull it so that you basically, it's almost like creating a slingshot. That's what it looks like to me. So you're pulling that yarn out a little bit and turn it slightly downwards. So it's literally like a slingshot. That's what it looks like when I look at it. But then you turn your needle slightly angled down towards the left, towards your thumb, and you will grab the yarn that you just crossed over from underneath. Okay, and you grab that with your needle and then turn it up and over the yarn on your index finger, grab that yarn and pull it through the loop you created. Then you let go of the yarn that is on your thumb. I'm trying to go super slow so that even if you're listening and you have your tools right there, you can easily do this. So one more time. Now you actually already have two stitches on your needle. If that didn't work, just go back and listen again or hit the YouTube video that is linked in the show notes. Again, one more time. You have it look like a slingshot. Yarn is over your left index finger and your left thumb. You are twisting your hand slightly so that the needle can go underneath the loop you created on your left thumb, go underneath the yarn, pull it over the yarn on your index finger, grab that yarn and pull it through the loop, and then let it slip off your thumb. Let's do that one more time, trying to describe it as I go. Turn the needle slightly left, hook it under the yarn on your thumb, create a loop, hook it over the yarn on your index finger, grab the yarn, pull it through the loop, and let go of the yarn on your thumb. And now you can just continue on. And if you remember what we did earlier, we wrap the yarn 10 times around our needle so that we can measure out for 20 stitches, which is what I'm casting on right now. Oh, look at that. See? Gotta be careful. Okay. And now I lost count, which is also okay. So you can just, you're counting that first stitch. That wasn't really a loop. It was just the part where we hooked the needle underneath, right? So that does count as the first stitch. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And you still have this much tail left over. That is roughly a 10. So I went extra with the 10, but this is a good amount to have because you can just weave it in later. It's better to have it a tad longer than too short. And there you have it. So now you have your 20 stitches on your needle. And the next step will be to start knitting across for the setup row, for the very first row on your project. And we are going to cover that in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. And I will catch you in a couple of days. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, by the way, especially for an episode like this, where it's possibly a little hard to visualize, number one, please go to the YouTube channel and check out the video that I've created simultaneous for you with this podcast or with this episode, and just check it out there. You can ask me any questions underneath the video. You can ask me questions in our Facebook group, or you can shoot me a message on Instagram. If you're not yet in the Mindful Knitting for Moms Facebook group, you're so welcome to join us. I cannot wait to see you in there. The link to the group is bit.ly/knittingmamas. That would be bit.ly/knittingmamas. Cannot wait to welcome you over there. We are having a ton of fun in there. You can ask any questions you have about knitting, about self-care, about weaving knitting into your daily life to create more relaxation, create more calm, and just increase your self-care that way. So can't wait to see you over there, and I hope to see you soon here on the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.